The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara said that the Kehanim, when they do the Avodah, Tomet Shel Shachar, it's early in the morning and there's no time to daven a regular tefillah. So the Memuna told them to say very specific tefillahs because there's no time for the regular tefillah. So there was a machlokes. The Gemara said they say Bracha Achas. We know that B'Shachar Mevarech Shtayim, Shtayim Lefonel, Birchas Yoytzor and the Birchas Avir Rabba. So the Kehanim only said Bracha Achas. Which one is that Bracha Achas? You had a machlokes. One Amari said it's Avir Rabba. The other one said it's Yoytzor. And then Zokti Gemara, Rav Zrika is the one that said it was Yoytzor. Ki Osek Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Omar, Hod Rav Zrika, this is Rav Zrika said that the way Yoytzor was the Bracha, La Beferish Itmar, Ela Miklola Itmar. It's not something Beferish, it's Miklola that it's Yoytzor and not Avir Rabba. Why? The Omer Rav Zrika, because Rav Zrika said the following statement, Omer Rabami, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Zoy Semeres, from the fact that they only said one of them, Brochas Ein Ma'ak Vezu Ezu, that they're not Ma'ak of one another. You can have Avir Rabba without Yoytzor, you can have Yoytzor without Avir Rabba. Why is that a raya that it must be that it ultimately they said Yoytzor? Zok Tamar, the following cheshbon, I Amit Bishlomo Yoytzor, Hava Amri, if the Brocha Achas was Yoytzor, Hanu the Brochas Ein Ma'ak Vezu Ezu, then it makes sense Ein Ma'ak Vez that they said Yoytzor and not Avir Rabba, the Loika Amri Avir Rabba. Hello, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I Amrit Avir Rabba, Hava Amri. But if your cheshbon was that they said Avir Rabba and they omitted Yoytzor, what's the raya? My brach zem akvezu azu. There's no raya. They omitted Yoytzor. No. Dilma hadloy amri Yoytzor. Maybe they didn't say Yoytzor. Mishum deloy motta zman Yoytzor. Because it wasn't yet the zman of Yoytzor. But not pshat that they omitted it be'etzim. It wasn't the zman, like Rashi explains, that when they said it very early. The Gemara in Yuma says, Hakore shmaim anshe mishma lo yotzo, anshe mishma magdimin. It's by Alois, it's before Mishayakir. So shma they could have said, but they couldn't say Yoytzor yet. So that's why, if Avir Rabba was the one bracha they said, then it's not a raya that Einam Ak Vezuzu, because maybe they said Yoytzor at the end of the day, when it was time for Yoytzor. So, Frek the Gemara, if that's a cheshbon, they must have said Yoytzor, not Avir Rabba, so why is it only a la beferish? It's pretty beferish. It's pretty beferish because Mechatez and not. This is what it had to be. Because Yoytzor, Zok the Gemara, no. Vimi Klola Mai, the Imi Klola Lo'olam Avir Rabba, Lo'olam is not a raya. Lo'olam they said Avir Rabba. Why is this not a riot that brachas in a ma'ak v'zuzu? Lo'olam Avir Rabba Hava Amri. V'chi motas man yoytzor Hava Amri. El on they said yoytzor. So like, why is this a riot that ain brachas ma'ak v'zuzu? If maybe they said it afterwards, how could this be a pshat in ain brachas ma'ak v'zuzu? If they maybe said it afterwards, zok demor nu pshat in ain brachas ma'ak v'z. Zok demor my brachas in ma'ak v'zuzu. Say the brachas, meaning they said Avir Rabba, and they said Yoytzor later, so the Seder of the Brach is not Ma'ak V'zuhuzu, but not the Peshat, that the Etzim Brach is not Ma'ak V'zuhuzu, so that's why it's La Beferish Itmar, Elam Miklola, which one was the ultimate one that they said. Lo'olam, it could be it was Avir Rabba, and Yoytzor was later, or Lo'olam, it could be Yoytzor, and Avir Rabba was said, but the Peshat is, it's not Ma'ak V'z, meaning the Seder is not Ma'ak V'z. Now, I just want to point out an important nekud over here, I'll digress a little. But the fact that you're saying Seder is not Ma'akev, that means you can say the brachas after Kriya Shema. Not just the Seder is not Ma'akev, but even the brachas are said after Kriya Shema. That is like we said previously, Shuvah Serajma says that usually you need brachas, birchas ha-mitzvah needs to be over las yosan, before the mitzvah. Since over here it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah, so taka is said afterwards. And it could be said afterwards, and the Seder is not Ma'akev taka. Now the fact that Birchas Krishma is yes a Birchas HaMitzvahs and not a Birchas HaMitzvahs is be'etzim really Yisoritzik HaMachloikas. Because we all know that there's a Machloikas Mechaben Ramah, like when you finish the Bracha of Birchas Krishma, V'abrecha B'am Yisrael B'Avo, do you say Omein or do you not say Omein? So the Ramah says, you B'davka say Omein V'chein Noigin in Simen Samach Aleph. Simen Unte, Simen Samach Aleph. V'chein Noigin V'nochin. The Mechaben says, you don't say. You don't say Omein. The Mishnah Berurah says, in order to lohitz me they svei, because machlokes mechaber ramah, finish together. But al kaponim the minig in the yeshivas is bedafka to say amen. What's pshat in the minig yeshivas? So some achrayim explain the etzmi yisrael machlokes mechaber ramah is it a birchas mitzvah or not? The mechaber learned it's a birchas mitzvah. So just like we make a bracha on a mitzvah, lahadik nesh chanukah, you can't say amen on your own bracha before you do the mitzvah, before you do the ma'aseh mitzvah. So you can't say amen. You can't be mafzik. Ramo learned it's not a birchas mitzvahs. So Mela, you could make the amen. But what's the pshat in the v'nochenu, dafka to say it b'chein noyagin? That's taka the meaning of the yeshiva. What's the pshat? The pshat is, because if you look in Ramo over there in Samach Aleph, he says that it's connected Ramach. Kriya Shema is connected Ramach Evorim. Where do you have Ramach? You don't really have Ramach. You have Reish Mem Hey. You have 245. How do you have Ramach? Because the Shliach Tzibur says Hashem Alekechem Emes the second time, and you hear it Shemei Akarina, so you have another three words. If you daven be Yechidus, what do? You have Kel Melech Nemo. So Be'etzem Hashem Alekechem Emes. The poets can discuss if you're in the middle of Kriyas Shema still, it's a hefsek because you're up to B'shachvu Kumechon. You hear Hashem Alekechem Emes. It's a hefsek. So you have to be Mechaven to be Yoytze. You can't be really in the middle of Kriyas Shema. So Zok the Ramah. Kel Melech Nemon is b'mokoyim omen she'omrim la'achar habayich b'am Yisrael b'avol. So the omen is not an omen on the birchas mitzvahs. The omen is a Rosh Tevis. Kel Melech Nemon. Omen is b'mokoyim Kel Melech Nemon in order to get the Reish Mem Ches to complete the 248, the Reish Mem Ches. So pshat is the omen is not a hefsik, not just not a hefsik. It's v'nochaynu v'chein noyegin in order to have the Reish Mem Ches. And that's pshat in the Minigah Yeshivas, to dafka say omen. So the nara naru pasha. Some people taka say it together. Right. And some people say omen b'dafka ad loud together. Some don't say it at all. But the point is that to say omen is in order to taka have that Reish Mem Ches. So the shat should say it, that you kohol should be able to hear it, and not people say it together that you won't be able to hear him. In addition, you talk have to wait to be mrachas your das after the bracha, to wait a few seconds before Shema, because like we said, you have to have a shir shnei psochim to be mechaven. So we're also, the minig is, you wait a few seconds even after the omen, and then you say Shema. Zog di gemorah. V'koirin aseres adibris. The next thing that they did is, they said aseres adibris. Another thing the Kahanim said, v'hoyim shemoya. Vayoymer, they said, Emes v'yatziv, v'avoydin, they would say, u'birchs kahanim, meaning the birchs kahanim, but not the duchening, Toys said before, but birchs kahanim itself. Omer avidu mashmul, af begvulin, even not in the base hamikdosh, bikshu likos kain, they wanted to have aseres adibris, a part and parcel of kiyashma. Elash kva bitlu mibne taroimis haminim, the taroimis haminim, the apikorsim, the tzedukim, they said, look at this, Rashi explains, they said that ein shara tere emes, If you're putting specifically aseres adibris, it shows that this is Misinai, this is Emes. She'ein korin elam asher omar kodesh bochu b'shomim pi Sinai. So maybe only what you heard me piv from the Eibishter, aseres adibris, that you say. So mi b'teiros amine deum avatl of bikshu likoy aseres adibris b'kirishma. Tani nami hochim nosen oimer b'gvulim bikshu likoy skendi wanted to have aseres adibris part and parcel of kirishma. Ela shekvai bitlum b'neteroim is aminim. Rabba b'abachana sova l'kmi'ine b'sura. He wanted to be kaveh aseres adibris in Syria. Omel Rav Chizda, kvar bitlum mibnei taroimis haminim. Amei mesovel lekmini b'nei hadoye. Omel Rav Ashi, kvar bitlum mibnei taroimis haminim. Because of taroimis haminim, you mevatlit. Now there's a tshuva, brought down in Zechi Yehoisef, from Rabbi Yosef Stern, the Avbezner of Shavil in Litter. He brings over there a Kabbalah that he heard that my elder Zeid, Rabbi Leib Lekovna, he was from the Gdoyle Litter, Rabbi Ayleb Shapira, the father of Rabbi Befol Shapira, from Belozhin. Rabbi Leib Lekovna used to sit b'mechuvan by Aseres HaDibris. That means when they read Aseres HaDibris in Shul, he used to stay seated. The minhag Zalim stands up, he used to stay seated b'mechuvan. And the reason was, is based on the Tshuvas HaRambam. There's a Tshuvas HaRambam, which is based on this Gemara, the Gemara that says, b'nei taroi misaminin, not to show preference, one part of the Torah over the other, and that's why you can't be kaveh Aseres HaDibris in Kriyashma. So to stand for one part over the other shows as if this is more than the other parts of the Torah. This is more Messinai, not more, less Messinai. So Meli used to sit b'mechuvan. Now, the minig of the Olam is not, no question. The minig is to stand. So if someone stands for the whole Kriyas HaTorah, if someone stands for the whole Kriyas HaTorah, like it's brought down, the Ramah brings Rami Rottenberg, then you're not showing any preference. Then you solve that problem. That's the minig of many yeshivas. They stand for everything. But the Goyin in Bir Agro and Kuf Mem Vov says that Amida means shtika. There's no maila be'etzim to stand. The Goyin in Bir Agro says, Vayamdu said, in Amida al shtika means to be quiet. So according to the Goyin, there's no maila in standing. Not like the Marami Rottenberg. So if a person doesn't stand and it only stands for one pasha, so that is the Chayre Negedina de Gemara, that's what the label of Kovna held. Now, Reb Moshe in Chuvas is Melamed Schus on the Minhag HaOlam, and he says that people stand only for one pasha. Bizman hazeh, there's no minim, there's no teremiz haminim. People are not going to say, you ever see someone coming to shul and say, oh, teremiz haminim, you're only standing for this. So Reb Moshe Melamed Schus on the Minhag HaKoponim, people that do stand or do sit, like Yuz Terah, and stay seated for Aseres HaDibris, it's harom b'kodesh. It's not because they're lazy, it's because of it's based on this Gemara of teremiz haminim. Zok the Gemara, ubishabes moisifim bracha achas lemishma yoytza. An additional thing that these kahanim said is a special bracha lemishma yoytza. My bracha achas, what's his bracha achas that they made? Omer Reb Chelba, mishmer ayoytza oimer lemishma nichnas. The mishmer that left said to the mishmer that's coming in, misheshichin eshmoi bebayis hazeh. The Eibusha that was shoichin eshmoi bebayis hazeh, hu yashkin beneichem ava veachva veshalom bereyus. Beautiful bracha. Ava ve'achve shalom bereyus. Toisa zekasha temektas. Mahi hoy v'les beloy shem v'loy malchus. We know what bracha is. We'll see soon in machlekes. And bracha has to be minimal l'shem, Hashem's name, or malchus, melech olam. Without that, it's not a bracha. So what's the bracha achas? Mishe shochen. Stama yirotzen. Zok the Gemara weiter. Mokim she'omru laharich yinala bimekatsa. Now the Gemara goes into the sugya of Birchas Hanenim. Zog the Gemara Pshita. Heicha de konokit kisa de chamra. If someone holds a cup of wine, biyode, bekosova de shicha, and he's under the assumption, the false assumption, that it's beer, the bracha of wine is agofen, the bracha of beer is shakal. He's thinking that he's holding a cup of beer. Uposach umavoyach adayte de shicha, and now he starts saying, Boch ato Hashem alekeinu melech oilom, thinking he's holding beer, thinking he's going to say shakal. And then he realizes his mistake, v'siyim v'dechamra. And he finishes correctly, b'ri p'yagofen. So he started, b'ruch atah Hashem l'kenem el cha'olam, which is the ikka bracha, the shem Hashem, thinking it's sheikha shahako. But then he finished it correctly, so he didn't say anything wrong, he just thought wrong in the beginning of the bracha. Yotza. Zokdemo, why? The inamim o mashachon ibedvogoy, even if he would have finished, concluded with how he thought in the beginning, yotze would also be yotze. Dotanan, al kulimim o mashachon ibedvogoy, yotze. The yotze for all brachas, if you said shakol, you're yotze. So it can't be any worse if you thought incorrectly by the beginning of the bracha. Zokdemo, what is rather the question? El hech de konoket kisa de shachol. If you're holding a cup of beer, biyode, bekosova, de chamru, and you think it's wine. So now, you think it's wine, al das, bracha to Hashem, lekenem el cholom, al das, make a gofen. And then you realize right before the bracha, poscho bracha dai to the chamro. You're thinking to say hagofen. Uvesiyim b'deshicho. And you finish with shahakol, you finish correctly. So again, you didn't say something wrong. But the beginning of the bracha was on das to say hagofen. So bracha to Hashem, lekenu with the das of hagofen. My, what's this din? Bosa ikka bracha zinon. Do you go after the ikka bracha, which is the shem Hashem? Bracha to Hashem, lekenu el cholom is ikka bracha. Tosis says clearly it's including Hashem lekenu melech ha'olam. Rashi is a shtickle mashmois when he remembered. So Rashi k'shomah melech ha'olam niskar. So I don't know if you can be medayik in this Rashi. If it means that you're niskar by the melech ha'olam after akoponim, you started off al das to say hagofen and you finish correctly shahakol and you're holding a cup of beer taka. So you go after the ikka bracha, which is the shem Hashem, and that was the beginning, which was on the wrong, you thought incorrectly, you thought it was hagofen, so then it would not be yoytza, because you're not yoytza hagofen on a cup of shakol. So bosa ikka bracha zinon, and you're not yoytza, or bosa chsima zin, you go after the end. At the end you said shakol neibidvaroi. So who cares that bracha to Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam, you thought that it was hagofen. You didn't say anything wrong, you just thought incorrectly. Zogdum Toshma, I'll bring you the following raya to this question. Do you go after the ikka bracha, or do you go after the ikka is the beginning, or do you go after the chsima? Shachis. Now we're going legabi tefillah. That's the hemshech of the sugi l'chara. Posach b'yoytze or. You started off yoytze or. V'siyim in the morning. In the morning you're supposed to start yoytze or. V'siyim b'mayav al-rovim. Boruch ato Hashem. You thought you're going to say yoytze or, like you say by shachis. And you said, hamayav al-rovim. How do you start ma'ariv? Asher b'tvogim ma'ariv agovim. You start, you continue to see ma'ariv agovim. So lo yotza, it's morning time. And you finished off incorrectly, not yotza. Posach b'ma'ariv agovim. When you said, Baruch atah Hashem l'kerem achlom, you thought you're going to start off with the birchas ma'ariv. B'siyim b'yotza, and you finished correctly, yotza avar choshech, then yotza, because you go after the chsima. Likewise, arvis at night. At arvis, you're supposed to say ma'ariv agovim. Posach b'ma'ariv agovim, you started, Baruch atah Hashem l'kerem achlom, to start of thinking you're going to say Ma'ariv Agovim. V'siyim b'yotza, and you finished incorrectly, yotza or, at night, lo yotza, because it's night time, you're not yotza yotza or. Posach b'yotza or, you started off at night thinking you're going to say yotza or, which is only thinking incorrectly. V'siyim b'ma'ariv Agovim, and you finished off correctly, yotza. So we see clearly, you go after the chsima, klola shel dover, hakol hoylech acha achitum. So we see clearly, you go after the chsima. So likewise over here, if you're holding a cup of wine, I'm sorry, a cup of beer, and you think it's wine, and you start a Baruchat Hashem on the assumption it's wine, and you finished off correctly with Shahako, you're Yoitzah, because you go after the Chesima. So L'chayv a clear Raya. Zog the Gemara, there's no Raya. Why? Shani Hosom, the Koma Baruch Yoitzah Ma'oiris. Meaning, by the Bracha, you have a Chesima that you start again a Psich and a Chesima. It's, if you look in the brachas, you say in Sayin Shach and Sayin Mariv, you say Yoitzah Ma'oiris by the first bracha of Kriya Shema. So you're starting again with a new Baruch and Ato Hashem, and you say Yoitzah Ma'oiris. So since the new Psich and new Chesima, so it's irrelevant that that original Psich might have been incorrect. You corrected it with a new Psich and Chesima. So that's why there's no Raya to the Suyo of Sheikha and Yayin, because there's a Baruch Ato Hashem Yoitzah Ma'oiris that you have. So Zog the Gemara, that's only if Baruch Ato Hashem is a bracha. Henich l'rav doma kol bracha she'en bo haskoros Hashem. Ain't a bracha. The minimal you need for a bracha is called haskoros Hashem. So he said, Baruch Ato Hashem yoytzah ma'oros. Then you consider it a new psicha and a new chesima. So it's not a raya to our sugya. Then Shapir, then it's takin oraya. Elo Rabbi Yochanan doma kol bracha she'en bo malchus ain't a bracha. If it doesn't have elokeinu melech olam, then it's not a bracha. So don't tell me yoytzah ma'oros. You said Baruch Ato Hashem yoytzah ma'oros. You didn't say elokeinu melech olam. It's not called a bracha. So you didn't correct the new psicha and a new chesima. According to him, you need a melech. So Michael Meimar, so Lechora, there's a raya from the, so then there's a raya again from the sugya to the sugya of Sheikh and Yayin. So the Gemara, no, there's no raya. You know why? Ela came with Omer Rabba Ula. K'dela haski midas yoyim belaylo. Umidas laylo beyoyim. Like we had before, there's an Indian to be masking Yom Belaila to show that the Abish Sholit, he's the one that Sholit be Yom Belaila. He's the creator of the Yom and the Laila. So there's an Indian to be masking both. So Kikom Abrocha Umalchus Mikora Tavai Komar. So even if you started thinking it's Laila or thinking it's Yom in the wrong time period, it's not be'etzem a mistake. Because you're supposed to be masking Yom Belaila and Laila be Yom. So it's not a raya. It's not, you can't prove from here like Abish Shaila of Kasa the Shikha and you have a starting off thinking it's Yayin. Because by Yoitza or Be'etzim you're supposed to be maski yoim belayin lala biyoim. So there's no raya in our sugya. Zog the Gemara Toshmal bring you a raya from the Sefer. Klola shel dovar hakol hoylech acha chitum. That you always go after the chitum. It's irrelevant what you thought about in the beginning, at the beginning of the bracha. As long as you finish correctly, then you're Yoitza. Klola shel dovar lasuye mai. Lavla suye hodamoron. Klolos shel dover comes to include that you go after the chitum in this specific case that we discussed. That if you're holding a cup of shecher and you have in mind to make hagofen in the beginning of the bracha, and you said Hashem alekeinu thinking it's hagofen, and you finish correctly, hakol hoylech acha chitum. You said shehakol. It's irrelevant that you had in mind to say hagofen in the beginning, and you yoitza. So we have a raya to our shaila. Hakol hoylech acha chitum, and you take a yoitza. You don't go after Iker Broch, you go after Hachitum. It's coming to include, the Asuye is coming to include a case specifically of Namo and Tamri, meaning bread and dates. So now the Gemara is going to say, what's this case of bread and dates that there is no Raya? Hechidomi. Ileme de Ochal Namo. Because Sova de Tamri Ochal. If Pshat is, we're talking about that you ate bread and you thought that it was Tamarim. Rashi explains this sugi, talking about Birchas HaMozen, the Brocha Achroina. That means, you ate bread, and you thought that you have to make a Brocha Achroina of Tamarim, of Allah 8, Valpia 8. So you started off saying, Baruch Ato Hashem Alekeinu Melech Olam, thinking that you're going to make Allah 8, Valpia 8. Uposach Adai to the Tamri. And you started off thinking you're going to make a Brocha Achroina of Allah 8, Valpia 8. V'siim b'denahami, and b'denamo. And you finished off correctly, Birchas HaMozen, so Hainu Bayon. If that's the case, then Hainu Bayon. Then Oy Bazoi, then Taka, that's Taka the Shaila. Meaning Hainu Bayon, meaning that is Gufar Shaila, and Oy Bazoi, you can be poishet the Shaila. What are you being matcha? That no, it's not talking about Lasuye, our case of Sheikha and Yayin. It's coming to Lasuye, the case of Nama and Tmorim. Well, if this is the case of Nama and Tmorim, that you made a Birchas HaMozen, meaning you ate Nama and you thought you're making a Birchas Ala Eitz Valpia Eitz, and you had that in mind in the beginning, and you finished off correctly with Ala Mozen, and you Yoitza, so Hainu Bayin, so you are Poshet the Shaila. What do you mean you're not Poshet the Shaila? You're being Matcha that you can't be Poshet the Shaila from Lasuye, our case, but rather Lasuye, Nahama, and Tamra. If this is the case of Nahama and Tamra, then you are being poshut. So Hainu Bayin. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why it's a tchiyah and the reason why you can't bring a raya from Sefer Lasuye Mai is because it's coming to include a case of Nama and Tamra, Tamra and Nama in a different case. You ate tamarim, you ate dates, v'kasov nahama, and you under the impression that you ate bread. Uposach b'dinahama, and you started off the bracha, meaning the bracha achrayinu, you started off thinking that you're making hazones ha'olam, you're making a birchas hamazon. V'siyim b'detamra, and you finished off correctly ala eitz val priya eitz. So in such a case, you're yoytze, but that would not be poshed the baya of sheichen and yayin. Why? Because even though you thought under the impression, we're talking about that you ate tamarim, and you thought it's bread. So you started off the bracha thinking that you're making birchas hamazon. And then you started off in that impression, but you finished off correctly with Allah eats. The reason why you're yoytz is not because of our sugya that
you go after the chesimah. No.
Because over here, even if you would finish the way you started off incorrectly, thinking that it's bread, and starting off with the assumption that you're making of birchas hamazon, even if you would finish birchas hamazon, you'd be yoytz on tomorrow. When it comes to tamarim, there's a food item called tamarim and also yayin. Yayin and tamarim are called misatsoid. Yayin is misatsoid. Tamarim is mezen zayin. So because tamarim is mezen zayin, if you make a birchas hamazon on tamarim, you'd be yoytza. So you can't be poishet our shayla legabe shecha and yayin, that if you have in mind to make a gefen on a beer, then avada, it would not be a raya. Because if you finish off a gefen incorrectly, you're talking about not be yoytze for shecher. By shaking over here, if you finish incorrectly, if you finish birchas hamazon on tomorrow, you would be yoytze. So the reason why we're matcha sefer lasuye mai, it's coming to include a case of nama and tamra, is because we're talking about a case that if you take eight tomorrow and you started off thinking the birchas hamazon that you're going to make birchas hamazon, even if you would have finished birchas hamazon, you would have been yoytze. So it's not a raya to our shayla legabe shecher and yayin. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ches Taka says that this is dafka by tamarim. Dafka by tamarim, if you finish birchas hamazon, you're taka yoytza. Because tamarim is there's no ilui achina. So it's taka mezen zayin. There's nothing more that goes above that. You can't make it into something else that's better. So you taka yoytza birchas hamazon because it's mezen zayin. However, if a person stam eats mine dogan, and now he makes a birchas hamazon, you're not yoytza. You're not yoytza birchas hamazon when you need ala michyo. Because that dogan can be made into pas. So you taka not yoytza for other types of minidogan. Specifically, it's said by tmorim or by yayin, which is misatzoid, but it's specifically said by tmorim, which is mezen zayin, that you yoytze bichs hamozen. Bal kolponim, it's not a raya lagabi ar sugi, lagabi the shayla of shecher and yayin. Now, so what's takala halacha? Zok tesis, a very yisoidis of tesis over here. So there's 2 days in tesis, zok tesis. The fact that we're not being pushed to the original shayla because it's not a raya, what's takala din when a person picks up a cup of beer, thinking that it's yayin, and he has in mind to say a bayir pri agafa, and he finishes off correctly, and he says shahakol, what's takad din? Do you have to make a bracha again because you had in mind the beginning of the bracha something else or not? Zok toises loy lasuye namo pirish gav alfis hashle loy ifsh de bayin, since the bayin wasn't ifshat. Because we're talking about specifically a case of tamarim and bread. We're over there, even if you thought incorrectly, you're still going to be yoytz, even if you would finish incorrectly, because tamarim is mezen zayin. So the original bay of yayin and beer is not ifshat, if you had the wrong bracha in mind in the beginning. So hashalai ifshta bayin, azlina lekula. That means you don't have to make another bracha, it's sofik brachas lahakil. Vafilu pasa b'chamra, even if you had in mind on a cup of beer that you're going to make a hagofen, v'siyim b'shachra, your yoytza, because sofik brachas lahakil. That's the first day in Tesis. Shemra derif. V'hi hoya oimer l'chumra. The Ri says no, you go l'chumra, and you have to make another bracha. D'tzorich levorich pamacheres, you have to make another bracha again. If you had in mind hagofen and really was shecher, you have to make a bracha again. B'kivego over here in Gilin Yashas has a gevaldige yisoid. Dr. B'kivego, how could you say over here that you have to be machmer and you have to make a bracha again? I sofik brachas lekula. I mean, that's really what the Rif says. But sofik brachas lekula. If sofik brachas lekula, frankly, b'kivega, so then why should you have to make a bracha again? It's sofik brachas. It might be bracha levatala. Zok Kivega Yisoid. The Loishayach Kain, this din of Sofik Brachas Lahakel, is only by Birchas HaMitzvahs. By Birchas HaMitzvahs, there are Brachas Eina Ma'akvahs. When a Brachas Na Ma'akv, then you can say Sofik Brachas Lekula and don't make a Bracha again. However, Aval by Birchas HaNenin, when it comes to Birchas HaNenin, when it comes to Agofen and Sha'akol, you have to make another bracha. The reason why we say lechumra zokderi and it's not shayach sovik brachas lekula zokderi kivegin gilin nashas is because it's not shayach to be makel by birchas hanen and not to make a bracha, because you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. Vela have a kan chshash bracha vatola and it's not a bracha vatola. Why? The im lo yavarich, if you're not going to make a bracha, you're also lelishtras, it's also to drink. The Gemara says lein in brachas also lehenes boil mazim loy bracha. You kill a gozel knessi soul, like stealing from the Eibishtim knessi soul. So you can't say sovik brachas lahakel, don't make another bracha. If you're mesupik over here, you have to make another bracha, because by birchas hamitzvahs you can say sovik brachas lahakel, but by birchas hanen you can't say sovik brachas lahakel because it's also lechol boil mazim loy bracha. That's it. Kivegas aside. So lemaisa, at the end of the day, why is it takan arach shasha brach levatola? True, you can't be nenem olam azim loy bracha. Why is it arach shasha brach levatola? So Pnei Yeshua Taka says that you can say it beloshen targum. Beloshen targum means that instead of saying Shem Hashem, which is a question of loy sisa, you say racham b'chanun. And the Achrenim explain, the Achashulchan says this, it's mashmoyis like that, and kivegach sam soifa, that you can make a t'nai in the bracha. Because be'etzim, racham v'chanun, if you're saying l'shem bracha, it's also a lava loisisa. If you're using racham v'chanun for a shem Hashem, then it's loisisa. So, l'chayot's a sovik bracha l'vatola. So, on that, you can make a t'nai. If I'm chayv a bracha, then I'm saying baruch ator racham l'shem shem, and then you attack a yoitza the bracha. If I'm not chayv a bracha, and you attack a yoitza, then I'm saying racham v'chanun l'shem shvach ba'alma. And then you take another, it's not a bracha levatolis. You can make a t'nai in your bracha to racham v'chanun. If I'm mechuyev a bracha, then it's a shame, and it's not loisisa. If I'm not mechuyev a bracha, then it's not loisisa, because then I'm doing it l'shvach ba'alma, and then racham v'chanun you're allowed to say if it's not b'teir Hashem. So that's the t'nai koponim that the Achronim say. But the kivegas you say it is, that is no sofik brachas lekula only by birchas hamitzvahs and not by birchas hanenin. That's one you said in Tosis. Then Tosis continues. If a person knows for sure that he made a mistake, Sha'omar, what's the example that Tosis uses as a mistake? Tachas piagofen. A person made ha'etz instead of on a cup of wine instead of agofen. So then you can always correct the b'terch de dibur yochal lachzaboy. You can always correct terch de dibur. V'chem b'yontif b'chsimah shel yontif. Im to ben mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim v'om mekadesh ha'shabbos. V'choze b'terch de dibur. You can always correct terch de dibur yotza achi sheyodeh shu yontif. So that's the Yisrael terch de dibur you can correct. Over here again, Rabbi Kivegan Gilin Nashas has a bomb kasha. He says, Tamua. The example of terch de dibur that you can correct is a cup of wine that you made by a prior eight, and you can correct it by a prior goffin. Frakti Bikivega, Mashma Mizeh, the Imbirch Alayayan by a prior eight, la yotza. The only reason why you yotza on a cup of wine is because you correct the terch de dibur. Frakti Bikivega, why? If you make by a prior eight on yayin, you should be yotza with the evet. After all, yayin is also an eight. Why? V'tamuli, do yayin shem priolov. Yayin is boire pi hagofen. It's a pri. So if it's a pri, why can't it be yoytze boire pi hagof? Boire pi yoytze too. Just like you yoytze shakoni b'dvara be'etzim b'dievet on all brachas, so on yayin you should be yoytze boire pi yoytze, because boire pi hagofen is the ideal bracha, the bracha mevureres. But it, after all, it's a pri. Pi hagofen is a pri. So you should be yoytze b'dievet on boire pi yoytze too. So why is this example of being mitak and terch de dibur, even not being mitak and terch de dibur, you should be yoytzu with boyer priyates. The mevorch and boyer priyagofen zak bikvega, vim kein shap and vorch boyer priyates, you should be yoytzu with boyer priyates, but you have it too. Ella the hoyla levari yoysa, shume geffen. You should have ideally been mevari yoysa and shay boyer priyageffen, but it doesn't mean you're not yoytzu if you finish with boyer priyates. Vim kein loy gora mi bich shakel, the kamel on the yoytzu. Just like shakel, you're yoytzu. Achaze matzosi bez Hashem izboch b'tshuvas ginez vrodim chelak orchaim dehela leika deyotza avari yoytza boyer pio eitz, even on a cup of wine. So he's to matmi on Tosis. Why is this the example that he uses that you have to misak and terch dibur? Then Tosis finish off a third yisoid. V'hikshe Rabbi Yanka mikininu my komi bailei. What's bichlal the whole shail in the sugya of sheicher and yayin? If you started off with the wrong intention, thinking that it's Hagofen, by Baruch Ato Hashem, and you finished off correctly, Shahakal on the cup of beer. What's the old Shiloh, what your Kavona is? At the end of the day, you said the right Bracha. It's a question in Kavona. Fractasis, Vikshar, Bianca, Mikinun, Maikami Baile, Vavade, Mitzis, and Tzich Kavona. We know you don't need Kavona by Mitzis. So why should it stare me that in my mind, my intention, my Kavona was that it's Geffen if Mitzis and Tzich Kavona? Boy, Oymari, Zokta is the biggest side. The Hainu Bishamea Tvila Chore Beis HaKnesset Lo Niskaven Lotzis. If someone is Yoitz davening without having Kavona, so you hear it, you're Yoitz automatically. Aval Heichad in Iskaven Levorach Ala Yayin. But your intention was by Baruchat Hashem to make a broch of Ala Gefen on beer. Then Iskaven Levorach Ala Yayin V'nim Tzesheich Aloy Mahani. Zokta is the biggest side. When do we say that Mitzah Enzich Kavona? That's by stoma. Stoma, without any kavona, then you can say that stoma is automatically, is mechaven correctly. And you take a yoitza. Masha'enken, when you have a fakerta kavona. Over here, you have intention to, baruch ato Hashem, to have in mind that it's gefen, when really it's beer, when really it's shecher. So fakerta kavona is migregor, it's taka worse. Ein chanami, mitzvah tzichas kavona, that's by stoma. But if you have a fakerta kavona, you have in mind that it's gefen, when really it's shecher, then taka not having kavona stairs, because then you have a fakerta kavona, an opposite kavona, then avada would not work, and that's the yisoid in Tosis, then niskaven levarach aliyah and rinz the shechel mahani, because it's a kavona hafucha. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma rabba baba chino save mishmei de rav. Kol shaloi oma emes v'yatziv shachris. If you didn't say emes v'yatziv by shachris, we said there's two brochas lachareho. By shachris, there's brocha achas lachareho. By mariv, there's two brochas lachareho. Hashkivenu. And Emes Vemuno, by Shachas is one bracha lachere, Emes V'yatziv. So Kol Shalom, Emes V'yatziv, Shachas, you didn't say Emes V'yatziv by Shachas after Kriyashma. The Emes Vemuno Arvis, and you didn't say Emes Vemuno by Mairiv, Lo Yotzi Yidei Choy Vosoi. So you're not Yotzi Yidei Choy Vosoi. So which Choy be not Yotzi? So the Pais can discuss the Beis Yosef and Sim, in the Bach, Sim and Samach Zayin, that there's a tzad, that the opinion with Pirush of Hai, that you're not yoitza even chovas kriyashma. Meaning, if brachas ma'akvois, then you're not yoitza birchas kriyashma if you did not say emes ve'emuno or emes ve'yatziv. Now, the Chaya Odom brings in Kalchof Aleph, b'shem Rabbeinu Menoyach, that if you mixed up, you said emes ve'emuno in the morning, or you said emes ve'yatziv at night, then you are yoitza. Meaning, if you didn't say it at all, then you're taka maybe not yoitza even kriyashma. There's another tzad say you're not yoitza kitikuna, but you're yoitza kriyashma. But on the tzad that you stam mixed it up, then avada you are yoitza b'shem Rabbeinu Menoyach. That's not what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara is referring to you didn't say it at all. Now, what's this nekuda, this exact nekuda about emes v'yatziv and emes v'emuna? Zok the Gemara, why you're not yoitza if you didn't say emes v'yatziv and emes v'emuna? Shenem, because it says in the pasuk, lahagid baboike chazdecho. In the morning, you have to say, recount chazdecha, which is talking about emes v'yatziv. Like Rashi explains, it's talking about the geula that took place in Mitzrayim. That's the chesed the Eibishter did with us. And we have to recount emes v'emuna, our emuna that the Eibishter is going to bring about the geula hasida. That's what emes v'emuna is about. Also talks about geulas Mitzrayim. But it also talks about the geula hasida, b'leilois, meaning at night, by Mairiv, which is also meramis to the golus. The golus is doyim l'layla, so the geula hasida, we talk about in our golus, in emes v'emuna, to be meramis about the geula hasida, b'layla, during the golus. So that's taka, something that's ma'akev, and you have to be maskir, emes v'yatziv shachis, and emes v'emuna b'leilois. We'll stop over here. By the two dots, five lines from the bottom, you'd base them on Aleph.